Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Foster the Podcast. Oh, thank you guys for coming live from the Burbank Comedy Festival. How are you guys doing tonight? Awesome. Good to see you guys. Thank you for coming out at 5 o'clock on a Friday. We appreciate that. Thank you guys for coming out at 5 o'clock on a Friday. Appreciate that. We got a great show for you guys tonight. This is our third time doing it here at the Burbank Comedy Festival. Beautiful downtown Burbank, California. So we got, I'm just going to introduce the panel that we have this year. We have my co-host, who's by my side every Monday, as she's been for almost 4 years now, Christy Marie. You guys, give it up for Christy. And right next to her, Mr. Jim Short, everybody. Keep it going for Jim Short. Next to him, Sean Halpin. You guys, Sean Halpin. And then at the end, Mr. Bo Bowker, everybody. Bo Bowker. Thank you for waving at everybody. Everybody listening.
Yeah, take that, podcast.
Oh, this is great. So we're going to shoot the shit for like an hour, and then we got a special guest at the end. And we're going to have some fun. You guys, Sean, you're like the anchor here, by the way, of everyone. You're the one that everyone, I said, you guys, they both had stories.
You're the one we're going to throw overboard when shit goes bad.
Yeah, right. Bo had a great story. I was like, is there anything you want to talk about? And he was like, yeah, I have a great story about the first time I brought Mike. Do you want to tell Sean about your chick?
Yeah, because Sean doesn't know this story. Like, I've only met Sean once, right? And it was, we did a comedy show at the Improv in Brea.
Right.
Don't worry, it's going to be fine, Sean. And it was like my second time ever hanging out with who is now like my longtime live-in girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Is that a term?
So you brought her to see you the second
time? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's very brave.
Yeah. Well, it turns out you're right because like, so you know when if you bring a date to a show, like it's nerve-wracking because you're like, oh my God, like I hope she thinks I'm funny and like I hope this is one of the good ones.
I hope
like,
Gene Pumper doesn't hit on her.
Right. So have the show. Sean is on the show and does amazingly. As always, you're hilarious,
really?
Man. Yeah, yeah, you were great. You were great. And then I went up a little later, felt good about it, and the next time I see my now girlfriend, I'm like, so, you know, what did you think? And she's like, you were good. You know who's really funny?
Gene Pompa.
Yeah. And like she just starts like going on and on about Sean. And I'm like, yeah, he's a very funny man. That's great. But like, you know, like my part of the evening, like, how was that for you? Oh, it's good. It was really good.
Right.
He does this one joke. And she keeps going on about Sean. And like,
I get it.
Yeah. And eventually she's like, you know, he does this one joke and it's about a rescue dog. And like, and it's really funny. And I'm like, that's my joke. Right? And she's like, no, it's not. And was convinced that I was trying to steal Sean's joke after
to impress your already living girlfriend.
Yes, yeah. And so, yeah, so Sean almost ruined my relationship before it even started. But
she sounds like an amazing person.
She is. She's great. But yeah, it was.
And if things don't work out, apparently she's interested.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you guys kind of look like a before and after picture.
Which one's which?
Beard one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Two sexy dudes up here.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Because
she was confused. She was like, you know, the guy with the beard that told the joke about the rescue dog. I want to go home with him.
Right.
I want to be his longtime girlfriend.
Whichever one it is, that's what she wants.
That's what's bad, like when you're a comic and you're dating someone and they're like, yeah, your jokes, but that guy on the show.
Right. Yeah. God, that headliner was so good.
My girlfriend still, she's like, I just really have, the only CD I have is Dan Cook. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Somebody in the audience is like, oh, boy.
Which is a great comic. Like a I'm not dogging him. Yeah. I'm just saying she's a big fan. But, yeah.
Do you guys do that? I know that you do. You guys normally bring dates to see you perform early into the relationship?
On the second date?
No, the second date?
I don't, it would be tough. Yeah, because you bringing a girl to a comedy show, you kind of get to know what they're really about, what
right.
they laugh
right.
at.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
if
yeah,
they
yeah.
like dick jokes and fart jokes.
Right.
And
is that a keeper or is that a red
oh,
flag?
That's a keeper.
Okay, right all right.
yeah, absolutely. Obvious that's a prereq. Justin.
Right, yeah.
yeah.
and Jim, how do you feel on the topic?
Do I have to hold the mic? I don't know if we're doing a show or if we're doing like radio, because radio, you know, I'm confused.
It's also being filmed, but
I'll, oh, it is. Oh shit.
Yeah.
You can do whatever.
I should have told you guys that before. I saw.
Well, you know, the thing, it's always tricky. I mean, whatever point of the relationship you're in, bringing somebody to, I don't care who it is you bring to the show, your family, friend, whatever. It's just, it's almost like, it's like bringing somebody to a show and going, okay, come and enjoy it, sit here, and I'll see you in 8 hours.
Right, yeah.
Because I can't spend any time with you because I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
it's hard for anyone, but I mean, it is that pressure of if you bring a date to a show. Because you've got not only you got to entertain them on stage and everyone else around, but then you've got to entertain them in the few moments of like, you know, like, do you have a drink? Do you have the yeah, okay, good. And I'm going to go backstage and do the shit that I do that
exactly.
You can't see.
Right, yeah.
which is hang out with other comics and, you know, bitch about stuff.
Right, yeah.
so sexy.
Depending upon how far you're in the relationship, because you'll probably be bitching about her.
Right, but, right on stage, yeah.
Potentially,
yeah.
I mean, backstage. But, I mean, it is hard to bring anyone to a show because when you come to a show, you just really just want to come in on your own and just sort of, because you're at work. I mean, you don't want that pressure of, like, if your family comes, you're like, yeah. oh, shit, now I got to only, you know, I also have to take care of, make sure that they're fine and, you know, or friends or whatever.
Right.
It's nice just coming in anonymous. Like, I just want to come in and just do this shit for the people that I don't know.
Right. And the door guy always thinks they're, like, doing you a favor. Like, hey, man, I set your family right up front. Like, oh, God.
The worst.
Why?
Perfect. Thank you.
Why would you do that?
Some girl said you guys dated in high school. She's right up front. oh, God.
It's like my sister all the time. Like, if I go back and do shows in Dallas, she's like, get me the hookup.
yeah.
I'm like, who even says that anymore?
At a comedy show.
Yeah, we went up close. No, you're by the kitchen right. in the back.
For a reason. I just got back. I was doing shows in Texas last week, and there was I was looking down, and there was a lady on the front row. She literally had her bare feet on the stage. I was like 10 minutes, and I looked, and she just had like toes everywhere. Like I was like, oh my god, what are you doing?
Come on, Texas.
I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised, right?
No, but there is no etiquette anymore. I mean, it's just you know. I mean, at this point, I mean that's you're lucky that's all that. That was,
right.
Know?
Yeah.
We've done. Remember, we did. Did we do shows in? Sean and I worked like the last actual gig, you know, week long gig that you and I did was probably 10 years ago mm-hmm. when we worked in Shreveport.
Oof.
And oof. That was a club that was it was really good in the beginning and it just declined. Every time you went back, you go, oh, this is worse and worse,
worse
and worse.
They
and
still
worse.
Owe me $800.
Some bunker somewhere.
They literally still owe me $800.
Do they?
I swear, I'll go,
oh, yeah,
go on record
I
right now.
I started working for them at that point, but we were. It wasn't a bad condo that we were in, but this is like 10 years ago in 2006. Yeah. But you know that because that is just nothing but casinos on the river mm-hmm. and drunken people,
right?
And wasn't there like every night somebody asleep in like asleep slash passed out from
in the audience
in the audience every night? Yeah.
If you guys know, this was the club. I was wondering why because I did it and it was everyone was hammered and they were rowdy and they were loud. I couldn't understand why. And then I looked at the menu. They had Jägerbomb pitchers.
Oh, God.
So you get a pitcher of Jaeger, half Jaeger, half Red Bull.
Jägerbomb pitcher.
And buy one, get one free drinks. Like, yeah, they're like, I don't understand why this crowd's abnormally wild. They're like, because they're fucking, you buy a Bud Light and they give you a second Bud Light.
It's a 9-drink minimum.
You're right, yeah. There was literally people with pitchers of Jaeger, Red Bull, and straws.
Oh, my God.
That's absolutely horrific.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I walked day. To the, there was a strip club kind of on the same strip uh-huh. down there. So I walked to the strip club, and we were about to go in, but they were playing the theme music to Halloween.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I don't think I want to go in there. You
no.
know, it's like,
no.
Who would dance to that?
<It's> like, 8 more days to Halloween. It's Jackie Lantern. Remember going to the because this is a decade ago when Sean and I worked there and we didn't have laptops, there was no Wi-Fi,
right?
So we went, no cars. We went to the it pretty much was that it was the dark ages. But we went to the library every day because it was first off it's empty at Shreveport. There's
right.
nobody
yeah.
in there.
In the library.
Yeah,
like one book.
Do you remember
want,
this? Though?
It's all checked out,
but you could
out,
go
man.
Get online so we could you know reach the outside world. But do you remember that? that SWAT team guy that closed the library down that one day? There was a police officer. Like, it was 5 and it was closing down. Remember that guy came in full SWAT team tactics? He had a, and he had a, like, a huge, like, machine gun. And he comes in, all right, the library is closing in 5 minutes. And we're like, what the fuck happens in here that this dude has to come in and shut down the light, which is empty. It's just me and Sean. You remember that guy? And we were like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
And it wasn't even, like, at a time. It was like, you know, 4:33 or something. It's like, what time?
And we're checking email because there's no internet in 2006. Right. There's nothing to look at. There's you know.
We're checking our AOL.
Yeah, MySpace.
Yeah, we're probably MySpacing some shit. You know, like, come see us tonight.
Trying to get
don't fall asleep at the Funny Bone. Get out of the library. But he had full on, like, helmet, like the full body armor.
Like tactical gear. Right.
Yeah,
but it was just him?
Just him.
Okay. Just
I think that's enough.
But right, at the time, though, I don't remember being frightened. We were both like,
What?
Right, yeah. We were just at a strip club that plays Halloween theme music.
Oh, that's
just not
Donnie.
Scary.
Donnie likes to come in and scare people in the library.
Well, we did a show together where we didn't you buy the grandpa T-shirt?
Yeah.
So that was so he had like a number one granddad.
It was right after Grandparents Day, which I mean, you know, we were all worn out from that. And
it's a big day.
We was in me and my buddy were in Target, and we saw these shirts like World's Best Grandpa, like, and they were on, you know, reduced. So they were like $2 each at Target, and they were getting rid of them. And we went, all right, we're buying them, and we're wearing them all on the show tonight. And we're buying one. Sean wasn't with us, but we're like, I don't know if we called you, but we said, you're wearing a grandpa shirt. You're one of the grandpas.
Okay.
So Sean goes up, number one grandpa. The other guy goes up, world's best grandpa. And people are like, what? And I go up there, I think I was wearing a coat, and I slowly took it off. Number one grandpa. And people are like, okay, what is this grandpa kind of shit?
Because no one ever said anything about it.
Right, and you said address it.
Ask me about my grandkids or my, you know, grandchildren. And people are like, well, it is Texas, they could have grandchildren.
Oh my god!
I love that the Texas Target thought that there was going to be such a rush to go get grandpa T-shirts that they had so many that they had to put them on clearance after the holiday.
They wait the day after to go scoop up all the grandpa shit for next year
in bulk.
You know, God willing, they're alive.
Right.
That's faith. Faith. I can make it to next year.
And we joke about that, and I feel like a grandpa now. You know what I mean? He's talking about going on the road when there's no internet and shit. Do you guys just feel old now? Like, I purchased Metamucil the other day.
Yeah, when you have stories from 2003.
Yeah. I was on the road, and I purchased Metamucil just to stay regular while I was on the road.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Justin, wow.
Well, I was thinking the other day that when I was a kid...
It's not the powder most comics were buying.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly, right.
Didn't mean to interrupt, sorry. He's still chopping it up.
I still take Metamucil on a credit card.
Yeah, you're snorting Metamucil. It's like the good old days. I was thinking the other day, but there was a time when I was a kid that I had like 5 friends in my neighborhood. And without internet or phone or anything, I knew where those 5 friends were.
At all times.
At all times.
Oh, yeah.
And like now, I couldn't tell you where any of my friends are.
Right.
And I could probably get some app to track them.
Right. Yeah. I know. I feel the same. Like, I went to BrunchCon the other day. Like, that's how I spent.
Wait, my brunch?
Yeah, it's a thing, by the way.
It's brunch
thing? It's as awesome as it sounds, by the way. Yeah.
That sounds absolutely
amazing.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Dude, okay. So.
Okay, everybody dresses up as French toast.
Right, yes. So my girlfriend, who's never seen me perform, she picked me up from the airport and took literally to brunch, and it's a convention of just brunch. Yeah.
Oh,
I highly recommend it.
You went to brunch.
You went to brunch. Yeah. Yeah. If it's a drink, if you guys drink, you can play a drinking game too. Every time you see somebody who's not white, you can take a shot there, and you'll be sober.
Yeah.
There was nobody. It was just a sea of white people just shaking mimosas.
I hate when people say brunch. Why don't you just say let's go eat at 10:30?
Right. Let's go pay $40 for eggs.
Is it extreme foodie? But do they dress up?
No.
Do they dress up?
No, it was just ironic punny shirts.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like, this is my brunch face.
Resting brunch face.
Resting brunch face. I saw a few of those shirts. Yeah. Do you own that shirt? Do you have that shirt?
The Brady brunch.
Oh, that's a good one.
No brunch intended.
Next year, bring merch.
I should have brought merch. That's a really good idea. Do you? I wanted to talk to you, Bo, about, because you were talking about your girlfriend earlier. I don't know if we can even talk about this, because is she going to listen to this?
No.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not. I asked her not to listen to anything.
Right,
I
after
do.
That one show with Sean, she don't know.
Yeah, stay out of my life.
Wait a minute, Sean's on it. She's definitely listening to this shit.
Yeah.
That's all he's talking about, rescue dogs. You're thinking about getting engaged. Speaking about us getting old.
Yeah, that story you told about being in Louisiana with the tactical guy in the library right. was fantastic. When did you become British?
I'm thinking about, I mean, I'm going to get engaged. I mean, right. Assuming she says yes, for God's sakes. But like, yeah, I'm going to ask her.
Well, let's bring her out, guys.
Yeah, we have a special guest.
Oh, God. That would be awful. Well, last time I was on your show, I told the story. I've been engaged before.
Uh-huh.
And
what happened with that?
It didn't go so well.
They've heard it.
Okay. So basically, the idea of me proposing now would be fucking horrible. And because the only thing worse than it was when I actually proposed to a woman. I was just out of college. She was still in college, mm-hmm. you know, and she was, it was at a fraternity sorority party.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm doing it, man. These are our best fucking friends. They're going to be in our lives forever.
This is time, man. Got to do it, bro.
Absolutely not.
And,
they're drinking
God.
Jaeger pitchers.
Yeah. It was in Shreveport.
Isn't it themed?
It's like, I love you, followed by a woo.
I love you, woo. Show us your tits. There was a theme. Thank you for bringing that up.
No problem.
It was a pirate themed.
Right.
Exchange. And right. So I got on stage in front of 400 of the drunkest people in the world, my bros, her sisters, and
so
got down on one knee and asked her to spend the rest of her life with me. And through a hailstorm of ice chips and fucking spent limes, she said yes.
Beautiful. Just a gorgeous story.
And we never got married.
Thank God.
So surprising.
So
did she say yes or did she say aye? You got down on one peg leg.
Did it through his parrot. when you're in that drunk.
I seek the booty.
That drug fraternity life makes you feel like you can do anything.
Right. You're invincible.
Yeah. And
then when you're in college,
right
you think you can really make a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, we're going to get married. It's going to be the best ever.
Right.
And then two semesters later, you broke up.
Right.
Did you guys make it two semesters?
Yeah. When did you walk the plank?
We made it. After that, we made it almost a year of engagement, and then everything just went to shit.
Right.
And so we never. Thank God we never got married. So that's a nice ending to the story.
It is actually.
Have you talked to her since then?
Yeah, but not like recently. Now she's like married.
Well, bring her out, guys.
We got a special guest, you guys.
Let's do this right.
Sean Halpins, this is your life.
But yeah, so I'm looking to.
So, how are you thinking about doing it?
Not like that.
Okay.
Come on.
Just do it now and she can download the show.
You should do it the same exact way.
Just repeat it.
Go to a fraternity house like on UCLA and go, guys, can we get drunk? I got a thing to do.
Are you a professor? Who is this guy?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know how to do it because everything. Feels I'm sort of traumatized from the first experience. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so is she.
Yeah. So first of all, absolutely no one will be around. Like nobody, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Why not?
Well, because
he had his chance and he blew it. That's why. So now it's going to be a private affair, just in case. It can be a funny story the two of them have that isn't in front of 100 other people.
What about that weird shit that people do where
hire... I'm going to stop you right there. No,
Where they hire like a fucking TMZ photographer to like follow you around secretly and take pictures from the bushes and
That's cute.
Justin, you don't
I've never heard that.
How much does that pay?
Nothing. In L.A., nothing. It's like we did that. We talked about it on the podcast before, like the worst ways people have proposed to people. Yeah. And one of them was like the guy ordered a pizza, and then when you open the box, it said, "Will you marry me?" And he had put the ring on the little table that Papa John's had. one of the things on the list was the worst. It's like at Walmart was the worst way to propose to somebody.
How does that happen?
Up to who knows?
Okay.
I don't know. There was one, it was the...
Will you walk down aisle 12 with me?
Forever.
Well, we were in Hawaii, my current live-in girlfriend, and I, and...
Why did you describe her like this?
Right. Well, she's small.
Hello, live-in girlfriend.
Well, I've never lived with a woman before.
So then you don't have to say current.
Okay. Noted. All right, that's fair. But, like, I swear to God, true story, we were in Hawaii, and my back went out, speaking of fucking feeling
getting
old,
right?
Getting old and shit. Like, it was her birthday. We got up for the sunrise in Kauai, beautiful. And, like, she's, like, saying, I'm like, oh, let me get a picture of you. And, like, I get down on one knee
to take
a picture of her.
What is wrong with you?
I like to get a good shot, man. I'm a photographer. Look.
I have
First
something
of all,
for
no
you.
No one takes a shot upwards. Right. Everybody knows that. Right. And second of all, you don't get on your knee in Kauai unless you're going to propose to the girl you've been dating for a long time.
His living girlfriend.
He reaches
down to grab some of it's just like a lens for the camera.
That's like if your shoe was untied in Hawaii, you walk all the way to the hotel room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get on the bed and then tie your shoe.
You blew Hawaii. What are you waiting for, Walmart?
But did she start crying then? Or?
No, she thought first she thought I was going to.
Yes.
First she thought I was going to propose her, and then when she knew I wasn't, was when my back fucking went out.
Uh-huh.
And so my back went out, and now I'm just like sprawling out on the fucking sand, just.
Flopping
around
you.
Like a goddamn
turtle. She should have left you wherever
Why?
You were.
Why?
It's a sign. But when your back goes out.
Is back going out?
It's a sign. Like God saying you should have done it or run.
Now you're stuck.
Yeah.
But what now I feel like she thinks that any occasion, like anytime we go on a trip, like she thinks it's fucking coming.
Well,
so how do I do it
Jim's right,
now?
Though. Like, where now? Where do you go from now?
I don't know.
I think you do it. Just alone, like somewhere special, but alone.
And right.
Because then if you break up, you go, that never happened.
There's no witnesses.
Yeah. No witnesses.
What the hell?
Why do other people have to be involved? Like, why, as a comedian, why do I have to? I mean, I don't mind doing it, but why do I have to have somebody come up to me and go, so-and-so wants to fucking, you know, marry his thing and propose?
Right.
Like, okay, so now I got to bullshit something like, hey, do we have anybody out here that wants to come up and stand on stage awkwardly for 12 minutes? And
right.
Do some?
Right.
Didn't. One of you guys know this. I don't know. I think in Dallas at the Addison Club, a comic they'd worked it out in advance with the head. Do you know the story I'm going to talk about? Mm-hmm. And the comic went to, you know, the headliner was going to bring up or find some dude and pretend to do some crowd work, and then the guy was going to propose, and he got the wrong guy.
Oh, no, I don't know that one. Oh, my God.
He got the wrong
no.
guy. And then it awkwardly went nowhere. And then the guy was like, I'm not fucking getting in on this shit. This might have happened before you guys were around.
The guy's like with his girlfriend.
I could say who it was, but I don't want to embarrass my friend who was, I think he might have been drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he totally fucked up some dude's chance of, I don't know if he ever did it. I don't know if that's the same as his back going out in Kauai.
Right.
Tom Rhodes be drunk. And get the wrong dude. It's sort of a similar story, but if you ask Tom, I think he might remember the story.
Sure.
Of I think he got the wrong, and it just became like this whole thing of like, I'm not fucking, I don't have a ring in my pocket.
Oh my God! You know?
I think that happened.
The guy's like on a date with somebody else, and she's excited.
Yeah.
The other guy's like, no. Well, I thought the story you were going to tell, there was a guy in Dallas, he wanted to propose to his girlfriend, so he like long conned it. He took a bunch of comedy classes. He told his girl that he was learning comedy, brought her out to a show one time. I was hosting. I brought him up for a guest set. He was going to go on stage and then do it. But then he just started doing a set. Like, he just got caught
like,
up.
I'm fucking killing. Forget that.
And then he got an agent and moved to L.A. and never talked to that
never
girl again.
Never talked to her again.
Never, never, never.
Got some headshots out of it.
You know, he told that, like, one, like, tester joke and it, like, crushed. And you could see him kind of, like, roll his shoulders back. God. Like, what are you guys doing? Oh,
man. But also, the longer you date someone, I still start sweating holidays. And, you know.
Because they think.
Like, oh, man, I just got to get it through this holiday.
Right.
Because of her or because of her family and your family? Given you, like, how come you guys haven't...
Maybe pressure from her and not really her family as much, but just...
Because, you know, the family's sitting there going, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why haven't you done this? But
she's
probably
thinking
that it,
too. Yeah,
they say that out loud. They don't think it.
And emails and Christmas cards. Spelled that out in jelly beans on Easter.
There's no need to get married, though, is there?
Yeah, that's what I keep yelling.
Can I handle this for you?
Four dudes. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, my girlfriend's parents have been married like 52 years. Jeez. And my parents were married like 52 weeks.
Right.
You know, so it's like you can't.
Yeah, you guys have a different.
A different, you know, and because my mom's been married like four times.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's when you see other people, you're like, oh, it's so great. And then you realize, oh, it's not really great. It's just. They've been together a long time.
Right, they just haven't left each other yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so
they don't have the balls to fucking
leave
each other.
It's great. His back's just out. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah. He's stuck on a mountain in Hawaii.
You cowards.
Wow, this podcast turned really sad, guys.
Cool, guys. Yeah. cool.
Speaking of happy marriages, I wanted to check in because you guys that listen to the show, we've Christy just announced like 2 weeks ago that she is pregnant, you guys, with twins.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to tell the story. You went in to get the
We were going to surprise everyone on the live show with a gender reveal.
Right.
But instead, what happened was our doctor said that if we wanted to go in for like extra blood testing, that they'd be able to tell us the gender early. So I went and gave like a million vials of blood, so much so that the chick at Quest looked at me and was like, "Whoa, this is a lot of blood," which is not helpful. So I gave all this extra blood, and they called me, and I'm like, "Just leave it on my message machine. I'm going to listen to it with my husband." And put up like the video so that we could record ourselves while we were finding out. My mom was waiting to find out. My grandma knew it was coming, and we listened to it. And they just say, "Your baby's gonna be A," and give us a single gender of my twin babies,
right.
But they are not identical. So there's two genders to be told. So our cute video of us like hugging and kissing and like, this is going to be so exciting, then spews into just like obscenities and fuck, and we got to call this bitch, and why would she tell us? We're just like screaming. Then she puts us on hold, so we cuss some more while we're on hold.
So she said your baby's going to be a blank,
right.
And they're like, "All right, talk to you later."
Right. So have a good day. And we're like, "No, there's two." So our cute video, we have to post this video because just it got very obscene afterwards. And so it turns out by blood test, they can only tell you if there's a Y chromosome present or not. So all they were able to, we do know that we are having at least one boy,
right.
Which is very exciting, but it could be two boys. It could be one boy, one girl. Now we have to wait another 4 to 8 weeks to find out the other sex, which is insane to me that no one told us that. But
it's kind of like a Christmas gift inside a Christmas gift.
Right. You get like half
open
of it.
Open that box and you're like, there's another one.
But you never get the other one?
Yeah, you'll get the other one next Christmas. You'll get to see what was in the other box.
I just picture the phone call. Like, do they call you and go, "Your baby will be a boy"? You know? You're like, "What? Press 1 to hear this message again."
Freaking robots.
"Your baby is a undetermined."
So you're having at least one boy?
So we're having at least one boy, and we're very, very excited.
Right.
We wanted at least one boy, so now we at least know that. And
so now you can pick one name.
Yes, we can pick one name. Because
that's been a struggle for you guys, right? Yeah. Deciding on a name.
It's been interesting. My husband's so mad at me for making fun of him, but he keeps picking these really insane names.
Like what?
His two biggest ones were Cuthbert and Reginald.
Stop it. Stop it. Cuthbert.
What was it? Reginald?
Yeah.
The baby's just 80 and black.
Aren't those rare Pokemon?
aren't they in the Harry Potter books or something? Yeah.
Probably.
Cuthbert and Reginald.
Cuthbert and Reginald. And there's some that aren't butlers? Even named.
Reginald, bring me more tea, please.
You're going to have valets. What are you? They're going to be born into Downton Abbey. One will be upstairs and one will be downstairs. We just don't know who's going to be the royal one yet.
I like Reginald. That's all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some of them aren't even words or names or anything. It's just like a bunch of sounds put together.
Hashtags.
And I'm like, let's just call them a human being's name. Like, let's just pick
Regibert.
A name.
Put them just together. Combine.
Compromise.
Cuthnote.
So I figure if I shame him enough into thinking that these names are crazy, he'll let me pick something normal.
Well, my solution was you name one and he names one.
That
bam.
Is not how it
yeah, you
works
can do that.
At
yeah.
All.
Yeah, it's you each pick one.
Idea. Right. That's your favorite. That's his favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or
what are these names? Is your husband, is he like read a lot of Agatha Christie?
It's all, a lot of it is very like old school Greek and comes from like mythology and different things like that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's so, I'm sure like 8,000 years ago, lots of people had these names, but
they're
just
very
don't
English
anymore.
Kind of names.
Yeah.
Like sort of. You know, Cuthbert.
Yes.
Cuthbert's in there with
yes.
Reginald.
Very regal names.
Drinking tea.
I don't know.
By the way, I'm Axl Rose
audience.
In this mic stand.
Yeah. We should have the audience fill out names and we'll pull them out of the hat.
Guys, if you'll fill out your comment cards,
we're not
going
to do
how
that,
about
guys.
A contest to name the other one?
We're going
to... The listener...
that's
good. One lucky podcast listener.
Not our listeners.
There's no
telling what we're going to get.
Or how about they just get to rename Justin?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's good. See, I like that. I do like that.
Rename him.
36. Like, well, the listeners have spoken.
just for a year. Just for a year.
For a year.
My new name's Piggly Wiggly. That's what they decided.
Enjoy.
I'll take Reginald. I don't give a shit. I want to do some stuff. So we do a lot of like dating and relationship stuff on our show, and I've kind of taken some of the best stuff that we've had over since the last live show, and I want to do it with you guys with the panel. There's a couple of ones. This is one that I had that we didn't get to, but apparently there's a new app that can tell if the person you're with still has an active Tinder account. They just developed this app that it's called Swipe Buster. Swipe Buster. It's a new website that scans Tinder public profile bases and reveals whether someone has a profile and the last time they used it for the low price of $4.99. So apparently there was a woman. She was married, or she was dating her husband. They met on Tinder. He got a new phone and saw that he had re-downloaded the app. And he said, it's because I like to go back and read our old messages from the beginning.
All right.
From the beginning. And I like to look at the old pictures of you. And
let's
print
them out,
you.
Hun.
Yeah. So she downloaded an app called Swipe Buster now that can now track when the last time you were on, who you've been messaging, and your activity.
Nothing good can come from Tinder.
Right?
Ever. Right. Ever.
Tinder or knowing when you've had a Tinder.
Yeah. It's just bad news. Like, I only met two people in my life on Tinder. I did it. Look, I fucking did Tinder.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you.
He's like, look, I did it.
And just crazy people. Just the craziest people in the world. Nothing good can come from there.
So the app is weird to me that you can. I think that once you're to the point where you have to place that on someone's phone, you should probably just end
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Don't download it. Instead of downloading it, use that time to call whoever that person is and break up with them.
Yeah, call
things
a movie
aren't
company.
Going well. Things aren't going okay.
Because the way he spun it was that he wants to look at the old pictures of her. Like, they come straight from your Facebook page. You know
right.
what I mean? It's not like exclusive pictures of this.
Stupidest thing I've ever
heard. But the thing that. So the article had that. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But what really tripped me out about it was that there. The weird thing to me is that there's other like apps out there for couples called Couple Tracker, and basically that allows partners to consensually access each other's text calls, Facebook activity, and GPS location. And I just want to get
Sounds
your thoughts.
Super normal.
Right. I want to get your thoughts on that. About share you're comfortable in a marriage, but you can now have this app to where you can see who he texts, who he Facebooks, and where he goes.
No.
Okay.
Don't do that. Just like you said before, if you need to have that app on your phone, you just need to find someone else to be with, right?
Nobody's commenting on this.
Okay. All the dudes are like,
next segment.
What's the girl going to say?
No, like, you got to have trust, man. Like, if you don't trust each other, it's like you're saying, it's over, man. Like,
it
you can't
like
do
you've
that.
Sounds like you've yelled that in a relationship before. We have to have trust!
Trust me, it's fine.
How many people now are going to go through their significant other's credit card records to see if there's a $4.99 charge?
For Swipe Buster? Yeah.
Did you swipe bust me?
I don't think I would want... I think that becomes obsessive, though. If I put an app, like, because that's how I would spend my days is just reading her text. You know what I mean?
Also, too, if you're going to... If you're looking for something, you're going to find something.
Always, right?
Always. You know, you take it out of context and you text and email, you know, and...
I know.
It's bad.
It would drive yourself crazy, especially the GPS, because then you're like track. Okay, there's not a 7-Eleven over there, but they went 5 miles. Yeah, I would lose my fucking mind.
But totally, it's not just because the person who you want to buy this for is cheating. You may also be crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
That you could be the problem in this whole scenario.
So this is one that we did that you lost your mind on, and so it was the speed dating question. I don't know if you remember that. So we had somebody. So my fiance wants to go on a speed date to support a friend the title of the email. His friend is single and thought it'd be a good idea to ask my fiance to go along with him as a wingman. My fiance does not think this is a problem and thus wants to go on a speed date for fun. I, however, am not comfortable with this at all. He replied that he said that I have no faith in him and I have tons of guy friends. So he's just gonna go and make. Then we got an argument. Am I being? Am I out of line to think that I don't want my fiance to go speed dating?
No. You shouldn't go.
It's insane, right?
That's like going.
Yes, he shouldn't go.
Well, that's like saying, "Hey, my friend's gonna go get a hooker. I want to go with him just to."
He just wants to pay.
Yeah.
He just wants to be in the room for the transaction.
Just to see how it goes, you know, because you don't know.
You know he's observing. How to do it. It's just for fun.
His car's not up to date. He needs somebody to drive. Yeah, like that.
And your buddy has no other single friends that can go with him on this excursion. Like, it has to be you.
Yeah.
You're his only
he's
hope
charming.
In this world.
He's
why can't he go on his own?
Probably because the fiance wants to go on the speed. It was probably his idea. But I just love how guys always spend the craziest shit. It's like, you have guy friends that you work with. I'm just going to meet girlfriends.
So stupid.
How would that even work? Like how would you go on a speed date together? Like, if you're on the speed date, you're sitting there talking to the girl, and then the wingman is just sitting behind him, like, yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Right.
He's awesome. Guy. His dick's fucking huge. You should really fucking do that because he's my buddy. Like,
right.
He's all pro in college. He's a good guy. He's got a lot of Twitter followers. Yeah, but you should have respect enough for your partner that you wouldn't do that. If you do that, then. You shouldn't be in that relationship. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Don't even ask the question, you dum-dum.
Yeah. It's not fair to the speed daters either. You know,
right.
Bullshitting around.
Sorry, ladies. I'm
time.
Married.
I fucking don't have time for this shit. I'm looking to meet someone. We've got 2 minutes, and you're fucking married. This is some bullshit. Why are you here under false pretenses?
Right. That's Stop right. hitting on me, ladies. I'm married. It's just always.
No. At some point, does he just like sit there and go, "No, I'm fucking around. I'm just not ready. I'm just
right.
I'm just auditing."
Right. Like, yeah. Like it's my buddy.
Like
I'm trying to get him
a college course. Or something. I'm just sitting.
You're
in.
You're auditing the class.
There was the theme of every email that we get is always like some poor like crazy girl like. Is this normal? And we're like, no, not at all.
Well, because like you said, like the dudes always spin
they
it.
Always
like,
spin
you're
it.
Nuts.
Yeah.
You're nuts,
right.
Lady.
Yes.
Me
yeah.
dating other women, that's not about you. Like, fucking guys are the worst, man.
Well said.
was a what was the third one? We had one more. It was the speed dating, and there was the oh yeah, this was the one. This is kind of the same one.
Speed dating even happen anymore?
I don't know. Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
I think that went out with Jazzercise.
I think it's just total bullshit.
Yeah, with MySpace and libraries.
I think that dude just wants to hang out with his buddy a little too much. Right. Yeah. I think there's something going on. That's fine.
It's a good
but,
perspective.
I mean, you got to tell his fiance.
Yeah.
It's time to come out.
There was the
it's time to come out.
Oh, that's right. He
speed,
just, like, he just
speed dating. She's going to be like, that's not fucking speed. It's in 2016.
Right.
Right.
There was the third one was the woman this time that had she had a new boyfriend and she still had stuff from her ex around the house. She had like mementos and like, and he was like, "Is this am I crazy that I want her to take all this shit down?"
But they were like displayed around her house,
right? Like on the mantle.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that was another thing. She's like, "Well, he's a good friend. He's been a big part of." I mean, what would you do if you go to your now living girl before she was your now. You're living. She's got like just mementos and frames.
We went through all that shit.
Like, did you?
Like, oh yeah, because there would be like little items here and there where like eventually you're like, now where'd you get that?
Right.
And then it was from his mom. Like,
yeah, yeah.
She's a very nice woman. I was like, still weird.
Right.
Still
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
You're like, but it's a dildo. Why would you still have that? But it costs a lot of money.
Right.
She put a lot of thought into that.
Well, right.
And again, when like growing up, when in high school and stuff, if I broke up with someone, I never saw them again.
Right.
Or whatever. But now, like even on Facebook, you know, if you break up with someone and go, would you like to be friends with? No. Right. Never again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Facebook.
Stop it.
Right. Yeah.
Let alone keep all the shit that they gave you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you about that, because this has been an issue between the live-in and myself.
Oh, really?
Well, okay.
Doesn't have a name, so apparently.
The live-in,
the plaintiff, the person.
She's the same way that Sean is as far as, like, once it's a breakup, boom, purged. Everything's gone.
Right.
Get out of my life forever. Me, I'm a friendly guy. And so, like, all right, everybody, cool.
Wait.
No, so.
I'll go to speed dating with a homie.
Like, I have. Now I'm in this weird position where it's like I'm friends with some of the exes, but like I don't go.
Christy,
I don't go.
I need to feel Christy right now.
I know.
And then?
I know the answer now, okay? So I don't go and like seek them out, but like there was,
No, keep digging, please. Keep digging. Just don't make eye contact with Christy.
They were like, all right, so we would break up and then not be friends. And then eventually it's like, it's been a couple years. All right, well, let's be friends.
Oh, a couple
again.
Years. Yeah.
And now we're friends. And then so I just feel like it's a real strong move to be like, get out of my life now.
Yeah.
Right? No.
Are you friends with them or are you like online social media friends with them?
Online social media.
That's
friends.
A different
oh,
sort
not
of
like
thing
actually.
Too. You don't like
no, I don't have lunch with them.
Oh,
like, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
So okay. That's okay?
I mean, that's also okay. We're going to lunch too. But listen, no, I'm kidding. yeah, I think, yeah, social media is fine.
It is?
I think so.
All right. Unless she can just listen to this now.
Yes.
Yeah, but that kind of gives them. They could creep in, you know.
And yeah.
So it's like, I just think if you're, there's a reason you aren't together.
Yeah.
So you should, you know, move on.
Right.
And then give all yourself to that next relationship instead of like just keep looking back, you know.
Right.
Sean, stop trying to fuck my girlfriend. Dude. <Just kidding. laughs> No, I.
Oh my God, she's on the phone. Hello?
No, I agree with you. No, and that's kind of what we came to. As well, was like eventually, like I was like, at first I was kind of like fighting for it, where I was like, no, it's totally cool, like don't worry about
right.
it. And then eventually I was like, why do I give a shit? You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right. These are people that meant something at some point, and I don't hate them, so I don't need them out of my life.
Right.
You know. But at the same time, it's like Sean's.
You
saying,
definitely have Swipe Buster on your phone. You don't know it. 100%. It's on there.
My rule has always been whoever you're with, if something makes them uncomfortable regardless, if you're committed to that relationship, you should be willing to get rid of it, of
yeah.
whatever the past stuff is for them.
Okay.
No. No. Nope. Little roll of the eyes.
Mike dropped it.
Not.
You got the others on your friends list,
yeah.
She has the shit on her mantle.
She's got what?
Oh yeah, she's got
mom's
the stuff.
Dildo.
Mom's dildo.
Oh, mom's dildo's gone. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that, she got rid of all.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. We got rid of all.
Oh,
all.
Then you gotta fucking get rid of that shit. She got rid of the physical shit. Oh, right. You gotta. You can't have bitches on your thing.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm surprised she hasn't thrown that at you yet. I mean, the dildo.
Right.
That's why his back was out.
Yeah.
Dodging dildos.
An old dildo injury.
Well, it's we got about 10, 12, 15 minutes left. I'm going to bring we got a special guest for you guys today. If you guys don't mind, are you ready? My father is here, you guys.
Woo!
My father
yeah.
is here. Have a seat right here, Pops. How you doing? Welcome to the world famous Foster the Podcast.
I stood up for his dad. I'm not saying I'm his father. Justin, we have a surprise for you.
Right. Yeah. It's all Bo's exes and my father. Just walk in.
I'm your other twin.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah? Yeah. My dad has not left Texas in 31 years, you guys, and he flew down.
Why? Wow. Why would you? Why
right.
would you?
Right? That's oh, yeah, we got four
That's how
Texas.
Long it takes to get out of there. Driving every day.
25
Shit.
Years. Just
I'm
to
almost
get
in Midland.
Yeah, yeah right. When was the last time you were in L.A.?
I took a church trip when I was 16.
16 was the last time you were in L.A. How was that?
It didn't work out too well.
What?
I got arrested in Mexico.
That'll happen.
For what? Bibles? What were you smuggling?
Switchblades.
Really?
Oh, man.
We're sorry. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was on the Texas side.
You were smuggling them into Mexico?
They're already there.
That's how that shit happened. Mexico was fine until you took all them knives down there.
It was a church trip.
Were you a greaser or a Puerto Rican? What were you? All
right. They told you that they were those comb ones, though, right? Like, dude, I'm going to sell them at barbershops.
Well, welcome to L.A., man. This is
it's great to be here.
You said that on your bucket list, all you ever wanted to do was introduce me on stage one time.
Right, and then here I am sharing the stage.
Yep, I was like, well.
Foster and Son of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
So.
That's
headlining.
Right.
Headlining.
Yeah. So he was mad that he found out he wasn't getting paid for the podcast. he wanted travel vouchers.
Oh, we're not getting paid?
You've been he's been running around all day, all just taking selfies of the of himself in front of weed shops and trying to look in the mirrors. Some security guy's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "You could just buy it here." So you had a couple of stories that you wanted to tell.
I am super excited because you have some Justin stories.
We don't have time. We're running out of time. We don't have.
And I'm really excited about that.
Justin stories. Justin had a lot of game when he was a child. I mean,
when I was a child.
Younger. He was a player. He was about 16 years old, and he called me up one night. He said, "This band's playing in town, and I really want to go, but you have to be 18 to get in this club." Be the dysfunctional father I was. I said, "No problem."
Let me grab the switchblades.
Take my ID.
I go to pick him up about 10 o'clock on a Friday night, and as we're driving to the venue, I ask him, I say, "Justin, you know, you got a friend, maybe you want to call and invite him to go with us." He goes, "I don't know, let me make a call." So he makes a phone call, and he goes, "Yeah." He gives me directions over to this house, and I pull up the curb, park. Justin goes inside. A few minutes later, here he comes with a blonde on each arm and one in tow. I have to admit, it was a proud moment as a father.
Kind of shit you dream about when you're in a Mexican jail. One day I'm going to have a young man do me proud.
So I got a face in your car, and after much deliberation, they finally decide who gets to sit in Justin's lap.
Aww.
So as we're pulling away from the curb, I look over at Justin, and he looks at me and winks. He goes, "Dad, that's the best I could do on the spur of the moment."
Oh, goodness.
That was, and that was like me, that was like instead of graduating from college, like that was like your, in lieu.
Cum laude.
Yeah. The only thing Justin was there, and Justin had game. In his defense,
had, that was before I was buying Musil and fucking on a Friday night.
In his defense, though, man, we can all agree when it comes to impressing women, we've all stretched the truth, portrayed ourselves as something like that.
Yeah, I still do.
I host a podcast.
Justin's version. When Justin moved out of the house, and he moved into a beautiful four-bedroom house, swimming pool, hot tub, nice upscale neighborhood, and back then, Justin was known for these insane, over-the-top house parties. Mm-hmm. I mean, this particular night, I pulled around the corner. The Hooters bus was parked out front. Swear to God. It took me 15 minutes to find somewhere to park.
It was the best I could do at short notice.
So I made my way inside, and Justin's on the couch talking to this girl. And he says, I hear this girl say, well, so what do you do for a living? And Justin goes, oh, I'm in the restaurant business. She goes, oh, you must do well. He goes, I'm able to afford all this. I think to myself, you slick son of a bitch. The story is, Justin got four roommates and a fucking waiter.
Right. Absolutely.
That's the best part. The best part is at midnight, the police show up to shut this thing down. Justin is hammered, beyond hammered. He staggers to the door, and he tells this policeman, sir, unless you got a search warrant, you're not coming in because you're interfering with a religious service. They left. Believe it or not, they left.
Nice. I printed up church lock-in posters and put them all over the door. And the cops are like, is this really a church lock-in? I was like, yeah. He goes, so no minors in there. I was like, no, it says right there on the sign, no minors. Yeah, no one's coming in or out. He's like, all right, have a good night.
Wow.
The weirdest part about the story is why you were there. That's why I'm trying to find parking. Dude, I came out of a blackout, and my dad is like fucking walking around my house party.
That's what happens.
Oh, that's right. You guys made bathtub punch. That's right.
Why did the Hooters bus out front not throw them off of your church?
Why is there there a team bus for Hooters?
I remember that. I remember being like fucked up, like walking down the hallway and like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, this is the best party I've ever been to, man. Well, we talked about it on the show, the very first time I went to a strip club, I looked up and my dad's VIP in the back with three chicks in the back. I'm like, oh, Dad, he's like, the best I could do is short notice.
VIP at the fair.
Yeah. That's that scumbag Texas shit.
Everybody from Dallas just went, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So how you like it, California, so far?
So far.
Yeah?
Yeah, having a great time.
Yeah, looking for celebrities?
Not really.
Yeah. Every time my dad has met a girl this trip, he's turned his ring around like four times.
Not true.
So do you have any advice for Bo on how to, you know, you've been married before.
Do
you
don't do it. Same way.
Just go to Mexico.
How many bus times is pulling up outside.
How many times have you been married?
I've been married twice.
All right.
I'm very happily married. I have a lovely woman.
So it's not that bad,
sweet.
Right?
Sweet.
So it's not that bad, right?
The second time.
That's my mom! You son of a bitch!
Whoops!
The first one was horrible. Yeah. Nothing good came
Nothing
out of
Nothing good came out of that at all.
But that's the thing, like in Texas, they always say, you know, you have to get the first one out of the way.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's horrible.
I know. Well, you almost did. You kind of got...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That counts.
That counts. Yeah.
That's a half. Right?
So we're running out of time here. I want you to tell your David Copperfield story. Is that
Sure.
Will you? This is my favorite story.
This is a very true story. Big fan of comedy. Big fan of magic and illusionist. And David Copperfield's coming to Dallas, so I rushed out.
Where's he at? Majestic?
Majestic Theater, very nice theater in Dallas.
By the fair.
I rush out, $50, two fifth row seats, I've been up partying 3 nights, probably nonstop. I show up 15 minutes late. So I park, I go inside, I open the door.
Are you sober?
No.
Okay, all right, all right.
And he couldn't find anyone to punk because of the Hooters bus.
Right.
I go inside, and it's pissed, man. I can't see my hand in front of my face. So here I go, staggering down the aisle, mumbling to myself, fifth row, can't see shit. Where's the fifth row? God damn. And I look out of the corner of my eye, and there's TV screens all around this theater, and I'm on it. So I glance up at the stage, and Copperfield's standing there with his arms folded, staring me down. So, naturally, my first instinct was, you know, to apologize for being late to the show. Out of nowhere, I just blurt out, what?
So that's what happens.
Out of nowhere.
Said, excuse me. He goes, are you in the right place? And I said, dude, I paid $100, fifth row, I can't find my seat. And he goes, would you like me to come down there and help? It's the least you could do. Now, when he's coming down off stage, walking towards me down the aisle, I'm freaking out a little bit. This motherfucker can make some shit disappear. I don't see this ending well for me. So he grabs me, and we're walking down the aisle, and he stops, and he asks me again. He goes, are you sure you're in the right place? So I look him in the eye and I say, which one are you, Siegfried or Roy? He pushes off the property, says, ladies and gentlemen, the new gallery. Security escorts me off the property.
Yeah.
And the new thing is the best $100 I've ever spent in my life.
Absolutely.
My father, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, we're out of time, man. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate that. I want to go down the list. Tell everybody where they can, your social media and where they can find you and everything.
Yeah, I'm at Bo Bowker.
A newly single Bo Bowker after this comes out.
At Sean Halpin. I'll be in Vegas next week.
Good.
So right. At the Stratosphere.
Nice. Jimmy?
I'm on there.
For our show, Foster the Podcast on iTunes, fosterpodcast.com. I want to thank all of our guests, my dad, Keith Foster, you guys, Keith Foster, Christy Marie, you guys, Bo Bowker, Sean Halpin, Jim Short. I'm Justin Foster. Thank you guys so much for coming out. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.